So recently I've noticed an uptick in female activity on my channel. Before this point it was mostly the sane women and occasionally Carly to wit test me. But I've been seeing some new faces recently, and I even have one here who states she's going to use the MGTOW Mirror Index to flag channels down. So setting aside first that she felt the need to broadcast that, which kind of screams desperate for attention, I did want to go ahead and qualify a few things. So when the mirror was first set up, it wasn't lost on me that an index of channels might be a liability when it came to flagging. However, that was a deliberate and calculated risk. The reality is everyone is getting sniped off anyway, and eventual failure of everyone would be guaranteed if we did not create something that was tactically sound. So the general premise is yes, you can see us coming, but also yes, there's nothing you can do about it. That is, the mirror is more like a tank versus snipers. Sure, the snipers can see the tank, but that doesn't help them because sniper rounds are useless against the tank. And since everyone here is already in the mind frame of counting their days to extermination anyway, I'm not expecting a whole lot of pushback with this analogy. Now, something you can do to help fortify your positions here on YouTube, if you're a content author, is to classify some of your older content, or most of your older content, as adult only. And that tidbit came from TFM when he had mentioned it in prior censoring videos, so I thought I would go ahead and reiterate it here to help everyone out. It's a piece of advice I follow myself. And the Mirror Project can and will pick up adult content. It can bypass the adult filter now. Speaking of the mirror, I went ahead and looked at the internal copy that we have, and everyone should be pleased to know that it's been updating perfectly while I've been busy this year. In fact, even the most recent video I posted was already loaded on the internal copy of the mirror that we have in the deep web. Now, there was an assertion here that the mirror is only thumbnails, videos aren't loaded. I want to go ahead and remark on that. There are over 25,000 videos loaded and immediately accessible on the mirror, which is a non-trivial amount. That's 21% of the archive. And in fact, if I spun up 10 new boxes, I could have the rest of the archive probably loaded within 3 months. Or if I spun up 30 new boxes, I could have the entire archive probably loaded within a month. Because I can afford to do crazy shit like that now. So, if any content authors here get flagged down or need assistance, let me know. I just ask that you be in some way Manosphere related, as naturally we can't clone the whole of YouTube. Now, I'd been looking for a source of motivation recently, because it tends to get quiet around these parts. And I think I figured this out now. Feminists are my muse. Which is just perfect, because there seems to be an endless supply of them. Oh, also, and I did want to stick this in here, the mirror does not have any kind of competition. At least, not in a tactical sense. The other projects which have spun up are putting content under central authority with no plan to fix that. BitChute, for instance, is under the exclusive jurisdiction of the UK, read the Queen, and the participants of the site are bound by the same jurisdiction. Reposting content to Google is an effort in futility because they can just delete the content in one button push, and creating your own site can be a little better, unless you make the mistake of using domain names that are under the control of Western governments, or you accept donations from people using the standard banking system, creating links between your identity and theirs, or you pay for servers using your real identity, linking your identity to the service, making you an easy pressure point to remove. And this is before we get to the increasing costs which are associated with centralized services, which would balloon your obligations in terms of cost. Our Mirror Project actually goes the other way. The more participants involved, the lower the costs become, as the content decentralizes itself between all of the participants. And I'm actually convinced that things like BitChute are going to be leading to legal liability in the future because everybody who's watching a video can see everyone else's IP addresses, which allows interesting new privacy risks. For instance, as an example, a white supremacist could put up pro-black content and sit as a seed node waiting for people to connect to the swarm. He could then harvest the IP addresses of anyone watching pro-black content and decide he's gonna go hunt those people down. And it would be oh so much better if he worked at an ISP where he could possibly link real names and addresses to the IP addresses that connected. In fact, I suspect this type of liability is the exact reason that YouTube is not using torrent swarms for its video delivery. Once in a while, I'll get someone puffing their chest saying that YouTube can't compete with the bandwidth efficiency of BitChute, but then I just shake my head because they're not seeing the liability blind spot. I'm sure there are a number of other ways that could go sideways too, by allowing complete strangers to profile the activity of any IP address without needing specialized surveillance equipment, but I suppose this is just an autistic ramble, isn't it? I mean, there's no way that people could have collectively selected a bad idea en masse, because the collective always historically gets it right. But my teasing of the general manosphere aside, I do intend to go to bat for you guys, even if you annoy me sometimes.